Is Matt Jones finally here? Is that where Sammy was? She wanted to answer the phone. All right, let's get Matt in here. Hey, Matt.
Hey,
good to see you, man. Have a seat. Grab your headphones.
You all dolled up. You look nice.
Hi.
You got up and you showered and everything.
Oh, I know. Oh, my goodness.
Were you listening on the way in?
I was. It took me so long to get here.
It does suck, doesn't it?
It's really bad.
Yeah, L.A.
I'm from L.A., and it never gets better.
It never does.
It only gets worse.
Yeah,
you can hit certain windows. Like, you learn the times. If you're someplace, you're like, I have to leave now or else I'm going to be stuck.
Yeah, we're on the road at, 3:34 in the morning. Yeah. No problem.
Nobody's out.
Right? It's awesome.
85 miles an hour all the way here.
I mean, if you're a young gay kid, it gets better, but if you drive in Los Angeles, it doesn't.
I'm always kind of happy when somebody's like, we're moving out of LA. I'm like, yes, you always love hearing that. I mean, bad for us because we need listeners, but good for traffic.
We were talking about getting hit in the balls.
Yes,
every guy has had that experience at some point in his life, and when you get hit hard, you remember it. So, tell us your I got hit in the balls story.
It's tough. I'm 6'4", so I'm incredibly clumsy, and I'm an idiot. So I hit myself all the time.
You hit yourself?
Is that like a countertop height
for
you?
So what happens to me is I'm usually drunk and telling a story very emphatically, and I hit myself in the balls. It's happened so many times. It's embarrassing.
And it's probably just that graze of the finger. On
yes, it's just that quick little flick on the right spot.
Oh, and you're just
which
like,
is also one of my favorite things.
Yeah, depends on what you're doing.
Yeah, it depends who you're with.
Right.
Thank you for coming in. I was saying the show Mom that you co-star in with Anna Faris and Allison Janney was on Mondays, but it's on Thursdays, right?
Thursdays, yes.
Did you get Janney on the phone? Did you get her on the phone, Janney?
Allison?
Yeah. No, Jenny.
No, Jenny, your publicist.
Oh, Jenny, yeah.
Did you get her on the phone? Are we firing her today?
No,
she made
no,
me look like a
no,
fool
Jenny.
For saying Monday for so long.
No, Jenny's an alcoholic, so she's been having a really
explain it away.
I'm sorry.
No,
things
she's
happen.
Fine. She's great.
Jenny's going, oh, no.
Actually, I have to say that I'm from L.A., and I grew up here, and I used to listen to you guys a lot on the radio. Yes.
Yeah.
On the talk station.
Oh, the KLSX.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I called in once and talked to you guys on the air, and I won tickets.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Holy
long
cow.
Time.
Do you remember
this
what
like
you called
eight
about?
8 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't remember what I called about. It was some question that I had some pithy answer to. But in the break while I was waiting on the phone, you said, we're going to have a guest in studio who's one of the greatest defensive players of all time in the NFL. And you're like, who is it? Nobody could guess who it was. So then when I came on the line, I was like, Lawrence Taylor, because he's the only one weird enough to do your show.
And it was.
And you guys gave me tickets to some flamenco guitarist that I sold on Craigslist. So
it all worked out. Small world,
look at
isn't
the
it?
The history of this
it's
show.
A small world.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, thank you for finally coming
no,
in and hanging
no,
out
no
with
problem,
us.
No problem.
Because you are extremely busy. It looks like because I look at the bio, resume, whatever it is here.
Yeah.
I mean, how old are you anyway?
I am 33.
Okay. Look at all this stuff. We're losers.
Yeah. When did you start doing stuff?
I started
what age?
Doing stuff when I was 18. I started doing a bunch of commercials and stuff like that.
Have you always had this amazing voice?
No.
Like, were you a 13-year-old who was like, yeah, yeah. Like,
that cool 13-year-old. No. He had early hair in his armpits and that raspy voice.
Not at all.
I'm going to take a six-pack of Coors Light.
Want to get in the back of my mini bike?
No.
It's awesome. You have an awesome voice.
Thank you. The people that I went to high school with who are in Claremont, who might be listening to this right now.
All right.
Some of you. Sorry, you have... terrible jobs. They know that I had a really girly voice throughout high school.
You did?
Yes, I did. And then when I took this job when I was 22 in Amsterdam, where I did 1,000 shows in 20 countries in 3 years, and I blew out my voice over and over and over again until it stuck this way, and it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Seriously. And plus all the smoking over in Amsterdam,
yes,
all the smoking
yes,
of the weedage.
I just smoked meth over there.
That's how you get the good voice. Yeah, that's how you get the nice voice. Because you have nice teeth as well.
I actually did not smoke weed in Amsterdam. I was too busy doing ecstasy. Maybe I did smoke weed to come down. Maybe I did.
Yeah, smoking meth. You were you're on the biggest show in cable history, Breaking Bad, playing the role of Badger. I
mean, yeah.
Better Call Saul, is that going to be the spinoff, but it's going to be before Breaking Bad took place?
Yeah, like the prequel.
Are you going to be in that?
I'm not, because if you watched Breaking Bad, you know that my character introduced Saul Goodman to the show. I met him. he played my lawyer on the show, his first episode.
That's right.
So then if it's a prequel, then I've never met Saul beforehand.
And how far back are they going anyway?
I think just a couple years. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm doing my show on CBS now, so I haven't really been.
But you're on the Better, because there's a Better Call Saul website.
Yeah. Like backstory characters. Okay. I think I might be doing something on there at some point. But not yet.
Okay. Do people recognize you when you're out? I mean, look, you're all like clean now. You're not Badger at all. But do they like, I think I know that guy from somewhere?
Yeah. Some people are like,
high school with you? Did you work at?
Well, for me, I'm tall and I have a weird voice, so it's kind of hard to mistake me. I don't look like a lot of people. So a lot of people recognize me. It's just them screaming meth at me in public.
They're not screaming mom yet?
No.
How's mom doing?
Mom's doing great. Actually, it's great. Like, if someone recognizes me from Breaking Bad, and then the mom fans are completely
different. Yeah.
Could not be more. Like, Breaking Bad fans look like these guys.
And mom fans, what do they look like?
Moms? My mom.
Yeah, there you go. But it's good. That makes you versatile.
I had a girl who, like a young, pretty girl, come up to me in airport and got a little tearful and said she loved mom because her and her mom watch it on the phone together and they live on other sides of the country.
Aww.
So we have those fans. That's really nice. And then I have fat Mexicans who corner me in the bathroom and ask me for math.
Ask me if you got any.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Let's see what else you got. You've been on pretty much every show on television, it says.
I've been on a lot of
now. When you,
of
you
cool
said
shows.
You grew up in L.A., so I was did. This something you started doing it at 18? Is this something that you always wanted to do, just being in L.A. or?
You know, I played football in high school, and then girls didn't really care because I was a lineman. And then I did theater, and I was the only straight kid, and I did well. So I kind of followed the ladies.
That is a good spot for a guy.
It is.
The secret. You did the same thing, Eric, right? You're straight, right?
Minus the football.
But you went straight into theater, but you were the straight guy, and all the girls liked you. That's why you had it. You kissed all of them for some reason?
Oh, yeah. You know better than anybody. Yeah. Theater is just a big orgy.
Yeah. Oh. Everybody gives each other massages. And you go to sleepovers. And they're all experimenting. It's fantastic.
Do you do these so that you play it safe? You play it a little gay, like, so that you seem harmless?
No, you play it straight. Because they are dying for a straight guy.
Starving.
In a theater program.
But you did play football in high school. So
I did.
Do you have a pick for the Super Bowl?
Oh, Seahawks are going to win.
Seahawks?
100%, yeah.
Is that your team?
No, the Bears are my team.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's how it is. But the Seahawks are going to murder him. Yeah.
What do you think of Jay Cutler?
I don't like Jay Cutler at all. I think he is he is the guy that everybody thinks he is. Like that look on his face, you're like, is he really that big of a mopey idiot? Yes, absolutely he is.
Mm-hmm.
He married a girl from the hills. If I married a girl from the hills, you can make every judgment on it. Yeah.
1-800-955-5567. Can you stick around?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Yeah, because we got a lot of people calling in about the time they got hit in the balls. So we're going to take a couple more of those stories and more with Matt Jones when we come back. We're Heidi and Frank. Heidi and Frank Show, hanging out with Matt Jones from the show Mom, airs on Thursdays on CBS. And you can follow him on Twitter at Matt Jones is Dead. Why'd you come up with that?
Yeah.
Because there's so many Matt Joneses out there. I want them all dead.
I guess.
Yeah, it's one of those names.
So many Matt Joneses. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. At Matt Jones is Dead. When you first got here, we asked you about the time you got hit in the balls. You say you hit yourself in the balls because you're very animated when you tell stories.
Yeah.
I sat on my ball the other day because I wasn't lined up to the toilet exactly and did that. So you've had that. Yeah.
That's the reason I don't wear boxers.
Yeah,
I've
I stopped that too.
The boxer thing.
The older I get, I need a little more.
They get a little long on you.
Yeah, before it was always so tight.
Right. Yeah.
It was like this wearing a swimming cap.
Yeah.
But now
gravity.
Yeah, gravity is affecting me. Let's take some calls. Your stories about the time you got hit in the balls. Let's go to Francisco. Hello, Francisco.
Hi, guys.
Say hello to Matt Jones.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right. Make it quick, make it good. High school, I went to high school in Long Beach, not the greatest education, so we had to find better things to do. We would sit there, play what's called sack tap. During lunch, between classes, you walk next to your buddies and just slap them in the back.
What?
Go on your way, it's funny, you know, they kind of cringe and go on the class. one day I got a guy, he didn't like him very well, disappears, goes off. I'm sitting around in the circle with my buddies from about 20 feet away. Probably too much, about 10 feet away. In high school, they used to give us these little bags of carrots, baby carrots. He decides to fling one at me about directly sideways from me.
Yeah, and so it hit you in the balls, I'm assuming.
Hit me right in the balls. I swear the effect was like those little balls on executive's desk where they bounce back and forth.
Yeah, the Newton's cradle.
Yeah.
I had a buddy actually go to the bathroom and pee a carrot once.
What?
Yeah, he in a salad had some shredded carrots on it, and he had something happen to where your ureter fuses to your colon. So part of his salad went into his bladder, and so when he went to the bathroom, he peed a carrot.
Oh, my gosh.
So top that, people.
Oh, my Lord. Wait, you're all shaking your head. Yes, it's sack tap. No woman in high school is like, yeah, me and my friends used to pay boob tap. And we'd go up and just like, boob tap. It doesn't.
Why don't you guys start that? We'd appreciate it.
All right, I'll do it. I'll start today.
The worst story I ever heard about the testicular injury was from a guy who called the show. I think it was back at KLSX those days. And he was on the back of another guy's bike, but he was sitting on the seat, and the other guy was standing up, and there were kids doing the pedaling, but had to stand up because he was on the back
only
on the seat.
Only one seat, yeah.
And the tire was exposed, no fender, and it still had handbrakes. And I guess this guy slipped off the seat, sat on the tire, but he's still holding on to the guy who's driving the bike, and he's like, "Stop, stop, stop, stop," because he needs to get back on the seat. And the guy hits the brake, and this guy's testicle goes between the brake pad and the rim of the bike.
I don't even
It stopped the bike.
Man.
Is everybody, every guy is like.
I'm sweating telling the story. I actually start perspiring.
Right? It's like bihicular circumcision.
The worst story that I've ever heard.
The Jewish bicycle.
You're married, right?
I am married, yeah.
33 years old. Why'd you decide to get married so young?
Oh, because I'm stupid.
I know. I'm against that.
I'm sure your wife, who's probably lovely and home listening right now, is like, you said what?
No, she agrees with me.
She knows.
How old were you when you got married?
30.
Okay, so you're been not about newlyweds. 3 years. Yeah, Look at you.
3 years.
First year was the toughest.
Actually, first year was super easy.
Second year
was pretty good. Third year, we're working it out.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. What do you got planned?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What do you think you're going to get?
I make money, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Flowers. She got a house this year. We bought a house.
That's a pretty good gift.
But she won't see it as a Valentine's Day gift. She'll expect something thoughtful or expensive since you have money.
Thoughtful. Okay. No, but she's the kind of girl that she's like, I don't care about Valentine's Day. That's all
corporate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But she does.
Right. You say that, and then you're like, I can't believe you didn't get anything for Valentine's Day.
I don't know. If I get her sour punch straws and some chicken McNuggets and just hang out at home.
Yeah, see,
that's probably really good.
Do you remember the last argument you had?
Yeah.
What was it about?
We're doing construction at the house right now.
Mm.
And every morning the workers get there at 6:30 in the morning, and she gets up and she opens the door for them, and I sleep.
And it's like, it would be nice if once in a while. Time.
You got up and you let them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And I haven't done it. Because I got to go to work in an hour. And I
right,
need to
right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's fair. Yeah.
Remember the last argument you got in with your lady?
I know you hate this. We don't fight a lot, but we do a lot of projects together around the house, and she is very meticulous. But I will look, if I'm hanging a mirror, I will look at it on the wall and go, that looks about right. Make the mark. And she gets irritated.
Is that the laser level?
She's like, you measure between the two windows, and then so it's about 36. And I'm like, it's close enough. And it'll be that. It's like, let's go. Let's get stuff done. I don't need to. And she gets really irritated because I'm just like, let's get it done. No, we've got to have it. It can't be a 16th of an inch off either way, or she's irritated with me. See, this is why you should wait for me to do stuff.
How'd she end up with you and you have one eye higher than the other? How did she do that?
Yeah. See,
I just always look at her like this. I always tilt my head so she can't tell.
See, I am your wife. I am meticulous.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, annoying.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, to the naked eye, that's right. But if you measure it, it's a circumference of an inch off. Like, who's coming to our house and measuring where something's up?
But if you do it wrong, why do it at all?
See, it's like I'm at home having an argument all over again.
And 64 years from now, when you've been married, you know, that long, that won't even matter. Or you think you'll have fights when you've been married that long, 64 years?
No, because you have the fights in your head. I've already started doing it.
Yeah.
You're about to have a fight, and you both have the fight in your head. You look at each other, and you're like, we're cool?
Cool.
Yeah. Like, you don't even fight.
Why argue?
Because you know what
this, and I'm going to, and then she's going to be like, oh, so, and then I'm going to,
you just fight with yourself in the car on the way home. By the time you get home, you're fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
You just go in the bathroom and jerk off.
Yeah, you're married. That's definitely.
Yeah, third year. How long did your marriage last?
You're at 3 years, yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
Right.
Matt, you come back anytime, man.
Oh,
seriously.
No
it was fun having you on the show. Be sure and watch Mom. It airs on CBS on Thursday nights. And follow Matt Jones on Twitter. At Matt Jones is dead. See what he's up to, because he's up to a lot of stuff. I guess you're going to be in a DreamWorks animated feature.
Yeah, big movie. Me, Jim Parsons, Rihanna, and Steve Martin.
Oh, no. My God.
Now, when you go down to do that, when you're, you know, I imagine a lot like this with the headphones and the microphone and the podium. I see podium with your
script.
Lines.
Yeah.
But are you all together because you have to play off each other?
It depends. It depends on the project. But that one, I got to improvise with Steve Martin for 8 hours.
Matt.
It was me and Jim and Steve, and we're in a room where we're like playing for a long time. Because those big budget movies, they have money to burn. And it's great. And it's really, really fun. And I also do a show on Nickelodeon. I do a couple shows on Nickelodeon. And some of those I never see the other people. And then some of them we're all in a room together. So it depends.
What character are you voicing? Is it
on Nickelodeon, I do a show called Sanjay and Craig with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, yeah.
And I play Hector, who's a little Mexican kid with an eye patch. And then I have a new show coming out for them called Pig Goat Banana Cricket. And I play Pig. I play a fat little pig.
So, yeah. You're a busy man.
Yeah.
Got to pay for those contractors in the house.
Matt Jones, thank you so much for coming in. And be sure and watch Mom on Thursdays on CBS. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.